Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Pomp and Joe. Bob is over at the Mike Tomlin News Conference, which we shall carry live at noon. So it's myself, Austin Bechtold, a.k.a. City Limits. And before we dive into a bunch of, you know, on field, on ice, on court topics, I want to express prayers and thoughts to the fan who fell last night. Limits over at the Penguin game. I mean, this is just frightening stuff. Post-Gazette reporting that the fan in critical condition after falling from the upper level, and you can read that account at postgazette.com, King Jameson reporting there. It's just unbelievable that this has happened now at three different venues. Obviously, it doesn't seem like anybody's real fault anywhere,
right?
But it's just horrifying, and obviously best wishes to this person to come through here in good health. I just can't believe this.
Yeah, man, it's scary, but you wish him well, and you just, you know, hope that thoughts and prayers amount to a speedy recovery and all ends up being well. Just, man, you just hope for the best.
Just harrowing. And the Penguins put out a statement that the team and OVG management group, the group that manages PPG Paints Arena, are closely monitoring the situation. We will be too and reporting any news as it happens. In the meantime, back to our playground of sports here. There's a lot happening. Did you stay up for the World Series game?
No.
I tried. I think I missed the home run by one out.
Really?
I stayed up for the Warrior game, the Warriors and the Grizzlies. So I was up till like 12:30 anyway. Then I hung in there for what was an absolute epic game. I mean, and you forget how great it is to go to extra innings and have games like that.
Right.
So I was fighting. I was in the basement and I was sitting up, which is always helpful. But then as soon as I went down to the pillows, I went to the mattresses, you might say. That's it for me. And yet, Limits, I woke up, I'm pretty sure, in the 18th inning and then fell back asleep right before the homer. But what a game. What
Incredible.
A great game. I mean, there's Ohtani having, again, one of the great games ever. There's plays at the plate. There's unbelievable defensive plays all over the field. Now I can't even think.
There were a lot of errors in the game as well.
Yes,
the Dodgers, they tried to give the game away at a couple points.
It was wild. And then the last thing I remember, one of the last things before losing consciousness, and I don't know if you remember this, I don't even know when it happened, was bases loaded with two outs for the Blue Jays, and Clayton Kershaw comes in.
Yes, and on a 3-2 pitch, he threw what was ball four.
Twice he threw it, but the second one, the first was high.
Yes.
The second was low, and the guy swung.
He swung at it.
What is he doing, Limits?
You just need some plate discipline in that moment. You do, like, especially
it's
because...
It's easier said than done, though, right, with the definitely. Entire World Series on the line.
But Kershaw's just been wild in this playoffs. Like, that's his career. It's defined by that. He's an all-time great pitcher, but his postseason career has been very up and down. Man, that could have been the opportunity for the Blue Jays.
Were you trying to stay up for it?
I was, but last week was so hectic for me, I knew I needed to get some sleep, or else I would be a walking zombie today.
Yeah, which I
so
am.
So I only yes. made it through, like, 11 innings.
That is a classic and an all-time classic. I'm not going to get into my resentment over a magisterial judge, if that's not redundant, in Scott Township. I guess we left our car, my wife or I car in the street overnight, like 3 months ago.
Your street?
Yeah, I mean, you park out in the street limits and you go to bed.
It's, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there is, because you're not allowed to do it, I guess.
Why?
I don't know why. Talk to the guy. I'm cranky, too, today.
He's probably listening right now.
He probably is, and I hope he is, whoever this guy is. I forgot his name, but apparently he has jurisdiction over Greentree, too, which is where I live. So, okay, I get it. The car was out there overnight. The ticket was written at 3 a.m., like 3 months ago, at least 3 months ago. I've gotten probably 7 or 8 letters, some of them threatening, you know, like if you don't do this and that, you know, this is going to happen. I don't know if they threatened jail time or what. A car got left in the street. They've wasted reams and reams of paper and mail and stamps sending this stuff to me. And then this guy got to make a judgment on how much money I owed. I went there about a month ago. I'm like, please, let's just make this end. I told the lady there, I know it's not your fault. I never want to hear from you again here. And I never want to hear from this judge again. Can we make this end? Tell me. I'll write you a check. We don't take checks. I'll give you money. Okay? How much money? It doesn't say in the latest thing they've sent me how much money. She says the judge will decide. I said, what is this? Like court TV? Am I going on trial? What do you mean? Is there not a standard rate for leaving your car in the street?
I would love to see you have to show up for trial. Ben Tanuta comes and takes the video of it. Joe Starkey standing here to pay his ticket is crazy.
Mulsey as my lawyer. I mean, what are we doing? So then I went again yesterday because they keep sending me stuff through the whole last month. And I show up there and I said, I just want this to go away. Tell me what I need to do. So she read it. She said, you owe like $57.34. I'm like, okay. And I forgot that I couldn't write a check. Can I write a check? No. Money order or cash, as if that makes sense, limits. I said, okay. Or maybe it was I couldn't do credit card. I don't know what the hell it was. So I gave her $60. And she said, we don't have change. And I said, leave it as the judge for a tip and tell him he'll be on the radio tomorrow. That was my final word to her. And then I forgot his name. So whoever you are out there, congratulations on the big settlement. And use your tip wisely. A couple swear words go through my mind, and I'm ready to move on. How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right, Joe. I'm very excited for tomorrow's big festivities. Very
the nipple piercing.
Excited,
yeah, the
yes.
nipple piercing's going to be big. I may meet Crowley and company there for a steak on a stone.
Yes.
It's an opportunity for steak on the stone.
Huge.
And if I'm not mistaken... Good old Mike gave me a very generous gift card a few years ago, Limits. I may even treat you to steak on a stone tomorrow. Yeah.
6 o'clock sharp.
I've already
there.
Treated you once, right?
You have,
at that
yes.
bar with the same gift card. It's still alive.
That was from the Christmas
this
party.
This guy, Mike, from Mike's Beer Bar, he's the opposite of the judge in Scott Township.
He is electric.
He's a kind man, a nice man, a generous and giving man.
Every time that I go to a Steeler game, I try to stop in and say hello to Mike. And typically I'm told, Mike is very busy. He is working in the kitchen right now. Mike is a very hardworking
he's
man,
there,
a good man.
Yeah, he's all the time he's there, and the steak on a stone is absolutely incrinculant. And I haven't used that word in a while, only on special occasions.
Incrinculant.
All right, let's get to the Steelers. Yes, we're going to get to the Penguins, who are a great story. Pitt's a great story. A couple feel-good sports stories in this town right now. The Steelers decidedly are not one of them. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. And this begins with a question that I got in the old mailbag yesterday. Or was it today? Yes, it was today. I'm sorry. And we talked about this. In fact, this was part of the lead to the show, is that it's time for Terrell Austin, figurehead or not, to go. They fired Matt Canada mid-season 2 years ago. This guy's resume, especially when you measure it against the money being spent on his side of the ball, is worse. So I'm asked by Jay Crossland, 895. Legendary, this guy. Weighs in every week on the mailbag limits.
We love consistency.
He says, good evening, Joe. Which is a nice salutation to get when I put out the call last night for questions. Would firing Terrell Austin be a catalyst for this organization to finally move on from Tomlin? He said, I know it's beating a dead horse, but I feel like if they do indeed fire Austin, they'll have no one left to blame except for Tomlin. At the same time, he says, I think that's exactly why the Steelers won't make a move. Canada was an easy scapegoat because that's not Tomlin's side of the ball. Thoughts? Feelings? Asked Jay. And I said I agreed with every syllable he just uttered, or in this case, typed. I think this is brilliant, and it's taking the story to the next level, which is, listen, regardless of whether you're mostly a figurehead or not, and again, we all know this is Tomlin's defense by scheme, design, personnel, execute. It's Tomlin's defense, okay? Regardless of that, you have to answer to your job title. And Terrell Austin's job title is defensive coordinator. More to the point, the Steelers seem to want to perpetuate the myth that he actually is the defensive coordinator. Okay, if he's the defensive coordinator, then he needs to be fired. But third, and most importantly, is where Jay Crosslands went here. It took this to a deeper level, which is by firing Austin, and I guess I'm taking it to even another level here. By firing Austin, you leave everything in the hands of Tomlin with that defense, his baby, and therefore he becomes fully responsible for it. And therefore, you link his fate beyond this season to how that defense performs the rest of the season. I think that makes perfect sense, and I think it's very fair. I think it's very fair. That's your baby. You wrote the big check before the year saying we're going to make history. When I mean big things, I mean historical things. You wrote that check, and now look. I mean, it's a league-wide national embarrassment that any show you put on your television that covers the NFL is joking about the Steeler defense. Adam Crowley had a great rant earlier where he pointed out all the history that they are making, and it's the wrong kind. Like, we can't just sit here and say, you know what, Tomlin didn't cash that check because they're just okay. They're average, maybe slightly above average. No, they're literally making the wrong kinds of history. They're doing what he promised to as far the opposite as humanly possible. I don't even know where to begin. Jamar Chase set a franchise record, made history against them for the Bengals when he had whatever he had, 8,000 catches. Kenneth Walker became the first player in the history of the league to score on third and goal from the 19 on a running play, and he wasn't touched. The Steelers became the first team in franchise history since 1985 to have a lead of 10 or more points going into the fourth quarter and lose by 10 or more points. That's history right there, my friends. And here's one straight from Ryan. Now I forget his name. Scarpino. That's his name.
Yeah, from the
wonderful
Steelers.
Man. Because his Twitter handle is not his name.
Correct. That's always going to be confusing.
He put out 20 or more first downs they've allowed in 14 straight games, the longest active streak in the NFL and tied for fifth longest in NFL history or team history. I don't know which one. I've lost track of all the crap history they're putting out there. How many quarterbacks have completed 20 or 21 straight passes against the Steelers? I mean, this is incredible. But back to the main point, and they're really kind of two separate but related things. Number one, Terrell Austin needs to go. Okay, He does call the defensive signals. He does. He's got the play sheet there. You can see him talking into the headset. I mean, it's not, you don't need Sherlock Holmes here to decipher that he's the guy calling the defensive signals. Tomlin has done that, and he should do it again. That's the point. Make this defense fully accountable to Tomlin. Fully accountable. It's yours now. Let's see what you do with it. And your fate beyond this season is linked to how this defense goes. As for Austin, elevated to defensive coordinator in 2022, that was Tomlin's first mistake. Okay? He wanted a figurehead and not an independent coordinator, and that would have been Brian Flores, who he never should have allowed to leave the building. He should have given Flores the defense and said, it's yours, you have, you know, total autonomy. The head coach is always going to have an overriding philosophy, but as much as he could possibly bear it, Tomlin should have given Flores total autonomy. Instead, he hired a guy that I guess he knew he could control, or he knew was just going to be what he is, which is largely that, a figurehead. However, as I said, you're accountable to your job title. A, Tomlin and the Steelers seem to want to perpetuate the myth that Austin is a real defensive coordinator. Okay, then let's get the numbers out for them if they want to perpetuate that. In 2022 is when he began. Terrell Austin has yet to finish in the top 10 in defense. Okay? Hasn't finished in the top 10 in defense yet. And this year, they're 30th. They allowed 478 rushing yards in two horrendous playoff losses. And that's not, I didn't misspeak there. So their defensive coordinator, oh, did I mention he's had the highest or second highest paid defense in the league every year, Austin has? So with all that money rolling around, he hasn't even had a top 10 defense. They rank 30th at the moment, and in their two playoff losses to the Ravens and Bills, the Steelers under the Tomlin-Austin defensive regime allowed 478 yards rushing. It almost sounds laughable. That's history, too. I'm not even going to look it up. I'm going to tell you that based on 50 years of watching football, I at least seriously doubt that any team in history has ever allowed 478 yards rushing in back-to-back playoff games. I'm sorry. I think they set a record there. In those two playoff losses, they allowed a total of 68 points and 924 yards. And most disturbingly, perhaps, so this isn't a one-year thing, just like Matt Canada wasn't a one-year thing. This has been building. And before Tomlin takes the podium today, as was the case with Canada, we should, but we won't, I'm sure, get word that Terrell Austin was fired, that this is now Tomlin's defense, sink or swim. Worst of all, it was especially disturbing that with extra time and allegedly extra motivation, you would think from that Bengals embarrassment, this defense came out at home on a Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers in one of the most high-profiled NFL games this season, and gave up 454 yards and 28 second half points. Art, are you out there? Where art thou? I just thought of that limits. Where art thou? Seriously. Art, what are you doing? And I respect you, and I think you're a good man. What are you doing? What are you looking at? This defense, within the last 8 years, set an all-time NFL record for most consecutive playoff games allowing 40 points. I just read you the other numbers. You have the highest paid defense in football and have for a while. I think it may have been second highest when Austin started in 22. Are you watching? Do you know that even though it's that highly paid, it's never in the top 10? How did nobody get fired after last year's playoff game? Were you there, Art? Did you watch the game? You gave up 299 yards rushing, and yet, you had players and the head coach come to camp this year after that debacle and have the gall to tell the world we're going to be one of the best defenses in history. You would think that these quotes were AI generated, that they weren't real. Are you watching or listening? And why don't you do anything? Some people think that you stepped in and had Canada fired, so do it here. That was a fireable offense the other night, based on everything that led up to it, like giving up 478 yards rushing over two playoff games. What are you doing? Sometimes I wonder, and I wonder if he's sitting there satisfied or at least, you know, okay with the fact that they're in first place in a ridiculous division. They're outperforming the mean, I guess. How nobody got fired after the Ravens playoff game is a miracle to me. It was one of the most embarrassing defensive performances in franchise history, and we keep saying that. We keep saying that. It was in the same year that the Eagles got the ball with 11 minutes left and ran off 10 and a half, basically running right at the Steelers for 10 and a half minutes. That happened. Kansas City happened. Lamar happened twice. And you had people, and I don't care whether they were on that defense or not, whether they were or not with that defense, like Juan Thornhill, who I think is still suspended in midair trying to tip that ball the other night. You had people come into training camp after that and say, we're going to be great. Not just great, we may make history. And the head coach was presented with an opportunity on the team's flagship station to put a damper on that. And instead, he pulled out a can of gasoline, poured it all over it, and lit it on fire. Are you kidding me? This defensive coordinator should have been fired in the locker room after that Ravens game, even though, again, we all know he ain't the defensive coordinator. You still have a job title. Somebody's got to go. I mean, this is just, if I were a Steeler fan, I don't know what I would be doing or thinking right now. It's maddening. It's absolutely maddening. Where art thou? What are you doing, Art? Wake up. It's like we're looking at Bob Pompiani's mannequin over there, which again is very realistic, isn't it, Limits?
He glows in the light.
Are you watching this, Art? I can't believe you just do nothing all the time. It's incredible. So do something. Step in, tell Terrell Austin after that performance with extra prep time and extra motivation, after that performance, you're done. You did it with Matt Canada. You need to do it here. Matt Canada, hey, he had the 31st ranked passing offense when you fired him. This guy's got the 32nd ranked passing defense. This is in some ways worse than Canada, this embarrassment. In fact, it is, based on what you're paying. Do something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928 9370. I thought it was a brilliant question by our friend Jay Crossland, 895, and I think he's on to something, that the reason they won't do it is that they continue to shield Mike Tomlin from that defense that is his creation. That's his creation. I would make him fully responsible to it the rest of the season. And if he fixes it, and it turns out that they turn things around, they win a playoff game, great. I'll be first in line here giving him credit. If he doesn't fix it, then maybe even Art would finally wake up, although I doubt that. Right, Bob? Can you see the mannequin over there, Limit? Not that again. Please, not that again. 412-928-9370. Do you agree with this? Like, what would you do at this point? And yes, I've seen people say the players are largely to blame. Of course they are. That's always the case. But we all have job titles. This guy, Terrell Austin, his job title is defensive coordinator. And this looks like a very uncoordinated defense and continues to look that way. They wanted to make Minka a scapegoat for the communication issues. How does that look now when Jamar Chase on his 22nd target of the night is running so wide open on the winning drive in Cincinnati that there, and this is not an exaggeration, that there's no Steeler on the television screen with him. Was that Minka's fault? It's such an uncoordinated, miscommunicated, overrated defense, and now you have the Super Bowl 40 guys in this week to watch it. And my understanding, Limits, is that there's at least one guy from that Super Bowl 40 defense who's very unhappy, and his name is James Harrison. Do we have a clip from the Harrison podcast yesterday, Limits? You appear to be yelling at somebody. Are you there? Are you with me? We can't show the same lack of communication that the Steelers defense does.
It's not that. It's just that the callers are flooding into the Lions
show. Are they?
Yeah. Yes, they are very anxious to talk to you, just like how James Harrison on the Debo with Joe Hayden. Podcast.
These guys are going to be watching this weekend.
Went absolutely berserk.
They're not playing at a high level. Do you know what I'm saying? Like something they have to perform better. They have to put the eye.
Bro, how you don't get up for Sunday night football if you can't get up for nothing else? Ain't nothing else on but you at home in front of your family, your kids.
I would not do not
make that name on your back mean something. Make them three stars on your chest, me.
Debo. It wasn't me not performing. I'm just trying to let you know. That's why I'm like you said. I could be like your counselor, bro. Because it's okay. It's all gonna be okay.
It's gonna be all right.
Yeah, everything will be fine. I keep coming back to, you know, Tomlin, of course, is largely responsible. But the guy who's more responsible than anybody is Art. More responsible than anybody in this organization. And I think that he thinks that things are pretty okay. First place in the AFC North. Go to the playoffs most years. And that's true. And the non-losing streak is true. But just as true, and I think far more profound, is the fact that the Steelers are not just mired in their longest playoff win streak in 60 years, but they haven't even been competitive in a playoff game in almost a decade. And they don't always make it, contrary to popular belief. I mean, they sneak in sometimes. But in their 8-year, going on 9-year drought here of playoff wins, they have missed the playoffs 3 times in that span. That's 40% of the time, just about. So let's get that right. And then let's also get it right that they haven't had even a mildly respectable defensive playoff performance since 2016. That's a fact. That's inarguable. That's not an opinion. They haven't even had an average defensive playoff performance since 2016. Since then, as I mentioned off the top, they set an all-time NFL record, becoming the first team in the history of professional football to give up 40 or more points in 3 consecutive games. I don't know if Terrell Austin was part of any of those, but he's been part of some since, hasn't he? Almost 1,000 yards and almost 80 points in two playoff losses. And did I mention in those two playoff losses, his defenses, if he's the defensive coordinator, which that's what his title says, right? That's what the Steelers say he is. 478 yards rushing, and he didn't get fired. He didn't get fired. The whole thing is just such a farce. So make it Mike Tomlin's farce. Make him fix it. Give him the defense. Take away the human shield that is Terrell Austin and make Tomlin answerable to what he created. And again, if he fixes it, more power to him. But make him be the guy. He should. By the time he gets to that podium today, Terrell Austin should be gone. But I don't think that's going to happen. Do you, Limits?
No. I don't think that they're ultimately going to move on from him. I don't, unless there's a really bad performance against like Miami later on in the year and Tua goes for 30-plus points
what
on them.
What if they give up 40 and 500 yards to Indy, which is not an exaggeration of what could happen with the Super Bowl 40 guys looking on? Is that a Canada moment?
I feel like Tomlin would make the excuse that Indianapolis is the number one offense in the NFL right now, and they've done this to everybody.
And this isn't, by the way, I don't want this to come off toward Art or Terrell Austin as mean-spirited. It's not meant to be that way, but it's pro sports. This is professional sports. Look what happened to Canada, deservedly so. Art, do something, please. Let's go to the lines.
All right, Joe, let's start with Mark. He has a theory on the Steelers.
Hey, Mark.
Yes. I have an explanation for the Steelers' woes.
Yep.
Keeping in mind that this is October and Halloween week, and the Steelers have put up two dud performances against two teams wearing all white uniforms and white helmets. And this week is Halloween week, and they will be facing Indianapolis, whose away uniforms are also all white and white helmets.
All right.
So I think the Steelers' defense has been victim of the ghost theory, like there are ghosts chasing DeMar Chase.
Thank you. Limits, did you vet that one? Did he present that theory to you?
He said that they would be like ghosts in the night. And I said, you're going to talk other Steelers stuff too, right?
Well, the ghosts of defenses past will be there on Sunday, including James Harrison might just run on the field and start like punching people on that defense.
Did you hear the very end of what he said to Joe Hayden?
No, I'd like to, though.
Counselor, bro, because it's okay. It's all going to be okay. Everything's still going to be okay.
Joe, you came from a line of losers. Y'all will always be losers.
Damn, now you're being disrespectful.
The Cleveland Browns, the line of losers. Wow, Joe.
Except they have won a playoff game in the last 8 years, and it happened to occur here without their head coach on the sidelines and some guy named Frank in their offensive huddle. All right. That's enough of that rant, but I'd love to talk to people about it because that is really by, you know, the merit system of what happens in pro sports. It's ridiculous that Terrell Austin is still the defensive coordinator. Seriously, it's ridiculous. And I think on some level, Art must know that. Is he just protecting Tomlin? Does he think that's working to protect Tomlin? I mean, it's truly incredible to watch. And again, this was the time. This was the time coming off one of the worst regular season defensive performances in the history of a proud franchise to watch what Joe Flacco and the Bengals did on that Thursday night, to have a guy get 23 targets, to give up 35 points, and was it nearly 500 yards, I believe? It was just horrifying. So you figure they're going to be wounded. They're going to be the proud Steelers coming out for a Sunday night game. They have extra prep time to watch the Packers. And then to watch what Jordan Love did to them, to not sack him once, to have more blown coverages and miscommunications and missed tackles, and to keep your defensive coordinator? I don't want to ask again, what are you doing, Art? But I will. What are you doing? 412-928-9370.
Texter, That last caller sounded like the Dolphins coach trying to explain the problems with his team.
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
And don't forget what he said from Clay Ferraro's video.
I never will.
And on Tua's potential performance this last week.
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to be our starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
God, I love that. Be careful what we're laughing at, though. The Dolphins may light up this defense, too, at this rate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just saw where Creed Humphrey, Chiefs center, and did you watch the Chiefs last night, Limits? A young, fast, talented defense that's second in the NFL in points allowed. And Patrick Mahomes has all his weapons and an improved line, and Travis Kelce looks like he's in his prime again. Are we going to kid ourselves and think they're not going to the Super Bowl again?
Patrick Mahomes did throw two picks, and Jaden Daniels didn't play.
You're not impressed with the Chiefs, huh? Patrick Mahomes threw two picks. Yeah, that's true, but they also scored 28 and could have scored 40, it looked like, if they wanted. You're not impressed by the Chiefs?
I'm impressed, but I'm still not ready to say that they're automatically a lock to go to the Super Bowl.
I am. I think that defense is really, really good. Meantime, I saw that Creed Humphrey, their center, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday, has allowed one pressure in his last 217 snaps. The Steelers in the 2021 draft famously took a tight end eight picks ahead of Humphrey when everybody knew they needed a center. They circled back and took an undersized guard out of Illinois who didn't want to play center. His name was Kendrick Green.
He is out of the league.
Let's go to the lines, Limits. Who do we have?
Here is Dave. He is in Washington.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about Tomlin's defense and the culture of defense. Every time these defensive players talk or Tomlin talks about this defense, my mind goes back to the Jacksonville game where Mike Mitchell's outside the locker room screaming and hollering.
Yeah.
And I think part of the issue is when Tomlin came in and this defense was veterans with all these, you know, borderline Hall of Fame guys, they would always say it's a five-star matchup because they're in it. And I think that was true.
They would always say it's a five-star matchup. Why? I didn't hear that.
Because the Steelers are in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think that has carried over, but I don't think that's the truth anymore. But I think these players believe that. And I think Tomlin believes that. And then these guys get smoked every year. And at this point, they have the best players or top five players in every position, and they're worse. So that has to be coaching. But I don't know if anything changes.
Well, I'm not gonna take all the blame off the players. That I won't do. Somebody like T.J. Watt, for example, has not been playing up to that contract that he was begging for, and neither really has anybody else who's a big contract guy on that defense, right?
Yeah, I agree that they're underperforming. Definitely tired of hearing them wanting their money and then not doing anything. But they want individual legacy, not team legacy, and I'm kind of used to that with these guys now.
Well, I'll tell you this much, and I appreciate the call. It's just never been the same since that defense of Polamalu and James Harrison and Casey Hampton and James Ferrier and Aaron Smith and all those guys started to get old and fade away. This has not been the same. And they do have some big names, but as Maurice Jones-Drew said on NFL Network the other night, it seems like it's all name, no game. And again, the really galling part of it is is that these guys, some of them anyway, including the head coach, had the nerve to come to camp and start talking about making history. How about just play an average playoff game defensively before we get to that? You know, what they're basically saying is we're the 85 Bears. What are we doing here? How about play an average defensive game in the playoffs for the first time in nearly a decade? Then we can work our way up to the 76 Steelers and the 85 Bears. Just incredible stuff. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny today with a high of 56. Lamar Woodley, a low of 36. Jerome Bettis, Fan Weather. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And man, when those bookends were going, Lamar and James Harrison, look at what it is now. And TJ Watt's been a great, great player here. Alex Highsmith had one great year here. Right now, you know, anybody in their right mind would take Woodley and Harrison in a second. Right? Next.
All right, let's go to Mike in the South Side.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you know, I agree with everything that's being said, but accountability of the players is nil. The coach, without a doubt, the only thing that is constant is the coach. So whether he hires the best defensive coordinator in the world, I think he would ruin the defense regardless, Joe. I think, like you said.
Well, no, but that's the point. Is if you put him in back in charge of play calling on defense and make him fully 100% responsible for this defense, then you watch and he either sinks or swims.
But if he sank, they would just say, oh, he needed a better defensive coordinator. Well, Art's going to make sure that he brings in and delegates more things to other coaches. It's a lose-lose no matter what we do, as long and with all due respect to Mr. Tomlin, I don't want to see him lose a job any more than I want to lose a job, but I have to produce every day on my job. You do.
I mean, Andy Reid was pushed out. Andy Reid was pushed out by the Eagles, and Bill Belichick was pushed out by the Patriots. That's kind of right. All you need to know. Tony Dungy right. was pushed out by the Bucks. It happens. He'll be okay. He's making $16 million a season.
Right.
He'll be fine, and someone else will want him. They had their opportunity last offseason when the Chicago Bears came a-calling to probably get a first-round pick and have everybody be happy and have him go to a new city where he'd be hailed as an incoming hero, and Art didn't even take the call. Next.
All right, here is Tom in Hampton.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Joe. Good morning, fellas. I really enjoy listening to you. You provide me with a lot of entertainment.
Thank you. Appreciate your listenership. Is that the right phrase?
Yeah, sure. Limits?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, so I, you know what? I've been watching the Steelers my entire life. I'm 69 years old, and what I've noticed since the Roger Goodell era, the business model has completely changed for teams. And I think the 32 teams kind of feed the beast, which is the NFL. And you know, when it comes to the owners, I feel they have more to gain by cooperating with the whole parity around the league. And they stand to gain more collectively than they do individually as owners. So I really don't think there are any consequences for coaches and players. And while they're professionals, I think the game has changed. And it's entertainment. It's about eyeballs and ears. And the fantasy, the people that are promoting the business really enjoy points. And hopefully our defense will turn it around when it counts. But for now, everyone's enjoying the game.
Wait, what? Did you understand that, Limits?
No, I'm still kind of confused, Tom.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I attended an event over the weekend, and, you know, watching the Eagles game, and everyone was involved and engaged in who they had on their fantasy teams, what their betting lines were,
yeah.
And it's about scoring points. And as long as teams are out there, so I don't think that Mike Tomlin is really going to come down hard when
then score more points. That's what I would say to that. That's what I would say to that, Limits. And speaking of that,
Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Valdez-Scantling is here. I'm not overly impressed. I don't think this tips the balance of power in the AFC, does it? Although it's a guy Rodgers is familiar with. And Adam Schefter says the Steelers are on the lookout for more offensive weapons, including maybe another receiver, but not necessarily just a receiver. I'm all for it. You have a quarterback. You've done the hard part, which is the miracle here. So, and now everything else has fallen to pieces. So double down on Rodgers and let's go here.
How about a left guard? Was Seumalo going to be out for who knows how long so that Anderson can stay at the swing tackle spot?
Not a bad idea. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday. How about Breece Hall? That's not a bad idea either, is it? Although that would take some premium draft picks. And I don't know that that's the wisest thing to do.
Maybe play
outfit.
The guy you took a premium draft pick on, Caleb Johnson.
You're not serious, are you? Warren's been fine. I think Gainwell's been fine other than the fumble. I would run the ball more. Trey Essex was on this morning and told Crowley that when they led 16-7, they only ran the ball three times between that and when they lost the lead. I say double down and run the ball even more. Maybe protect this defense a little. By protect, I mean keep it the hell off the field. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Oh, Limits.
Yo.
Did you see, before we get to the top of the hour here, where the Dodgers are going to intentionally walk Ohtani maybe every at-bat? Does that ruin the World Series?
Every
for you?
At bat, you think the Blue Jays would do that?
Listen,
really?
Somebody said Schneider, the Blue Jays manager, was asked whether the strategy to walk Ohtani will extend to the rest of the series. Yes, he said, because they walked him late. Did you see that?
Well, I know that they walked him. I think it was in the bottom of the ninth, after when there was one out, nobody on, and they just immediately walked him, which was the right move. It was the right decision to be able to do.
He was on base nine times, Limits.
Well, he was 4-for-4 with two doubles and two home runs at
the start
of the game.
There have been Pirates who have played entire years here who weren't on base nine times. This dude got on base nine times in one game. Would you walk him every single time? As long as there's not a rule against it, I would. Of course, you bring up Mookie Betts, but at least you don't have to deal with Ohtani.
As long as the bases are not loaded... Or it would load the bases? Yes, I would.
Me too. And that stinks. Maybe they should make a rule where you can not walk the same guy more than once in a game. I think that'd be a great rule, actually. Do you agree?
No, I think that it would be just way too much.
Limits. They have ghost runners on second in regular season games.
I don't like that either. Look at this 18-inning affair.
No, this sucks.
Great.
Everybody wants to watch Ohtani. It's the only sport. Is it the only sport where you can pretty much literally take a guy out of a game?
Well, watch him
and
pitch
not let him
tonight.
Perform. No, I want to watch him hit. That if I were commissioner, I would make that rule tomorrow before the end of the World Series. The way the NHL made a rule in the middle of the season one year, maybe even the middle of the playoffs. I can't remember. Remember Sean? You wouldn't remember. Sean Avery was waving his face in front of the Devils goalie Marty Brodeur. And the NHL said, we now have a rule against that. You can't do that. That's what I would do right here today. Rob Manfred should come out and make a rule today. You can't walk a guy more than once in a game.
Intentionally
it's the World
walk.
Series. Yes, of course. Okay. Then again, you could unintentionally walk him, right?
You could just throw four pitches wide.
Forget everything I said then. This sucks. We're not going to get Ohtani in this World Series, the rest of the World Series.
Poor Dodgers. Mookie Betts will come up and hit a big home run.
I know.
Freddie Freeman,
you know what
in
I'm
the
saying.
18th inning.
You know what I'm saying.
I do.
The whole world wants to see Ohtani hit.
And he's been, man, watching that game last night, I know a lot of people have said, and we don't get to see as many Ohtani at-bats just over here with them being on the West Coast, 10 o'clock starts. Being able to see him mash the ball like he did, steal bases, and I know he was thrown out at second in the ninth, and then ultimately start the game tonight? He's insane.
There's
That's
no
wild.
Conversation left for the greatest baseball player who ever lived. There's again, it's not really an opinion anymore. It's just a fact. He's the greatest baseball player who ever lived.
I agree. This year convinced me of that.
You weren't there for Babe Ruth, though, were you?
I was not. You know who was though?
There.
The thing about Ohtani, too, that I think is pretty cool is being able to go. Like, I've never gone and seen LeBron.
Yeah.
I know that you and I both want to go see Steph.
I saw Ohtani. I took my daughter to see Ohtani in California.
I saw Ohtani when the Dodgers came here last year.
In Anaheim, I should
say. It was Skeens versus Ohtani. Skeens struck out Ohtani on three pitches the first at-bat.
Yeah.
Ohtani took him yard into the bullpen second at-bat.
That's a great game.
It was a crazy game.
Where did Babe Ruth hit his last home run limits?
It was in Pittsburgh.
Wrong. It was in Pittsburgh at Forbes Field.
He hit his last three in Pittsburgh.
Very good.
Thank you.
In the same game.
Yes.
You're a student of Pirate history.
I try to be a student of baseball history.
When was the last time the Pirates won a playoff series?
1979.
Wrong. 1979. Who was the starting pitcher in Game 7 of the World Series in 79? Wrong.
Burt Blyleven?
Jim Bibby.
Yeah.
Who was the starting pitcher in Game 6 of the World Series that year? Wrong. John Candelaria.
Thank you.
Game 5.
Who threw the last Pirates no-hitter that was not a combined no-hitter?
John Candelaria.
96.
I was at my grandfather's house in Riverhead, Long Island. I think that was the first house that ever had a TV clicker.
A clicker?
It's unbelievable, yeah.
So you didn't have to go up to the TV and change the channel?
No, it was incredible.
It's one thing that my dad said to me when I was younger. He's like, you have no idea what it was like for us to have to go up there and change the channel.
It's true.
Right on the TV.
Not only that, but you had an antenna that, depending on how you moved it, would affect your reception.
My grandmother still has an antenna.
That
connected
is amazing.
To her TV.
Amazing.
Still has it. There's like tinfoil on the end of it, too, to make sure that you get the signal.
We had three channels, 2, 4, and 7, and then like channel 29 was like PBS, like, you know, Mr. Rogers and things like that.
Nice.
It's incredible. Thank you, Limits, for complimenting me on that.
Thank you for your kindness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.